Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au. Ruined Dits. Top 3 things you need to know.
Oh, indeed, Rude. Our big announcement came out of Geelong yesterday. Would you believe they went all the way to the AFL to announce this? Let's have a listen.
Patrick and Marty are proud to announce a new Dangerfield for 2017. And I'm feeling Craig is the perfect name. This ultrasound has been brought to you by the obstetrician in association with the bedroom.
Oh, there you go. So that was what they put that on Facebook or something.
Oh, he just got Paddy Dangerfield got Craig Willis to do the voiceover.
He doesn't do anything in halves, does he, Paddy Dangerfield?
No, well he's out there, Danger. He's got a good mind. He thinks of different things like that, and Craig Willis is not going to say no to Danger if he rings up and asks him to announce to the world that they're about to have their first baby. So it's good news
for the
Dangerfields.
Now, can this be a father-son for the Crows?
If he rocks up, if he gets 100 games under his belt at Geelong, then he can have his choice. If it's a he.
And now a she as well.
She as well, yes. Geelong got a team in the girls. But anyway, good news for Patrick and Marty. And everything's going very nicely for them.
All right, now, speaking of all things lovey-dovey and nice, last night Rafa Nadal had a four-set win over Gael Monfils at the Australian Open, and this is how his interview went with Jim Courier.
Also the first time that you brought your girlfriend, Shishka, down to Australia, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, it was great. No, I think after, I don't know, 10 years, finally my girlfriend gets a wild card to come here.
Wild card. I'm speechless. That's a wild card? She's not a main draw player? She needs a special entry?
Better we stop here.
I think she's a top tenner, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, group one.
Good on you, Raf. Yeah.
I like him. I like Rafa Nadal.
Yeah.
Been a good champion and always seems pleasant when he's interviewed.
Are they on the same side of the draw, Federer and Nadal?
No.
So opposites. The old guns could be head-to-head.
Yep, could meet in the final. Yeah. And something close to home, Roo, and a serious topic. This comes up all the time. I don't know what we do about it. You're involved in the industry. I don't know how we change this. But again, on Sunday, with such a big crowd in the city for the Tour Down Under.
80,000 people extra.
Pubs and restaurants closed.
Yeah, and all the big-name restaurants too, all along Peel Street, Lee Street, Weymouth Street, all the big names that everyone talks about in the
penalty
when
rates.
The awards come up, and they're not opening. And it's not a strike or anything. It's not saying, stick it up your bum. It's just that it doesn't make economic sense.
Mm.
Leon Bignall doesn't agree with it. If you read his words in the paper, he's disappointed and doesn't agree with them. But these guys would be opening up if there's money to be made.
Yeah.
But
so what? One quote I read: a hotel manager said, "Well, I have to sell twice as much booze to make it work as I do on a normal
day. Twice as much food, twice as much of that. So it's not worth their while. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
What is the solution to that problem? Because we need to get it right.
Well, change the Sunday rates.
Can't have people coming here from interstate overseas and the city's closed.
It happens all in Australia, doesn't it?
It's not a good look.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
It's in just a moment. Alan Border medalist David Warner's going to join us here on The Breakfast Show. Henri Leconte not far away. Look forward to talking to Henri. Always entertaining. He'll tell us all about the Australian Open. We've got the Angels coming up later on as well, Roo. Their first time for 2017.
And back in black at 8 o'clock. It's where we will pay everyone's bills.
Yeah.
If you go to triplem.com.au and tell us about the big bill that you want to just get out of your life, we'll try and take care of it. Like we did yesterday with a water bill for about $320. Which was a good effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to help, just after Christmas. People's bills are totalling up.
Davey Warner on fire at the moment. Won the Alan Border medal last night for the second year in a row. Joins Ricky Ponting, who did that. Shane Watson and Michael Clarke. So in very good company. And I reckon he's got a few more up his sleeve.
Roo, the other thing about Dave Warner is, and this might be a big statement to make, but I think he has single-handedly changed cricket forever. And what I mean by that is, do you know, in the recent test series, at one point, without getting too technical, but at one point, we were scoring at more than 7 runs an over. Now, that's 2020 stuff. and yet this is test cricket. That's what this fella has done, because he just sees the ball and he wants to get on with it. He wants to score off every ball. And, you know, I grew up watching, you know, the likes of Bill Laurie open for Australia and bore us to death.
Chris Tavare.
England.
How boring
he
was he?
He could bat all day and be 20 not out.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
But we average. He's got a strike rate of 80 in test cricket, so 4.5 and over. That's what a decent 50 over run rate used to be back in the day.
So he's changed the game forever. He joins us now. David Warner, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
As we were just saying, your strike rate, it is phenomenal. And it seems to me that whether you're playing a test match and it's the first ball of the day or it's a 2020, but you just seem to treat the ball the same way.
Yeah, and that's the way that I've approached my cricket. It's actually funny enough just hearing you guys talk about, you know, the 4.5 and over, and that was a good rate. I was talking to AB the other night. The 87 World Cup team came into the change room and he was saying, like, we were trying to get 220, and that was a great total. And it's quite funny when you talk to those guys about it, and they're talking about us, you know, just leaning on the balls, and they're going for four, and you know, they're talking about how much stronger we are, and how much more dynamic we look as athletes these days. And now he was, you know, trying to excuse the bats, because he just thinks that, you know, we're actually a bit more powerful. We're actually, you know, we've got a bit more training structure and that about it. And it's great to hear those guys actually come out and say that, because, you know, as we talk about, we try and, in one day cricket especially, we try and go at 6 or 7 and over to try and post big totals. Because these days, we saw in India the other day, 380 is not enough. It's
amazing. You
know, we saw obviously Australia get run down when they got 437. Now that's absolutely amazing. And, you know, if we can try and get close to that 500 mark, that'll be unbelievable one day.
Dave, you've put a lot of your success to credit your wife, Candice. What has she done for you, mate?
I'm probably putting a lot of blokes in the shoebox, I think, with all that. But look, for me, she's been absolutely amazing. You know, people who have followed my career or people who know me close would know from 2013, from where I was. I wouldn't say down in the gutter or down in the dumps. I was probably not where I really wanted to be. You know, I've turned it around massively, but you know, the credit goes to her, the discipline that she had when I first came back. You know, 4:30 in the morning, she was getting up to go training, and I thought it was ludicrous. You know, 4:30 in the morning, I'm probably just getting home usually, but you know, that quickly changed, and I applaud her for that. You know, I was getting out and doing boxing sessions at 6 o'clock, and you know, doing weight training at 8:30, and then I was absolutely cooked by 9:30. I was back in bed, but I absolutely loved it, and I turned it around. There was a 6-week period where I had off, and it really taught me a bit about myself, actually, and was actually reformed me a little bit and said, actually, I can actually give a lot more than what I am. I'm actually taking the mickey out of this game, and you know, this game owes you nothing, and you know, if you're going to sort of abuse it, it's going to get taken away from you. So you know, thankfully enough, she came at the right time and sort of saved me and saved my career. And I'm just truly grateful for this great game.
Fantastic. Your recent test innings at the SCG, 100 before lunch. Is that the best you've hit the ball?
Yeah. You know, it was absolutely amazing and really surreal. I had no idea about any of those records, or I just know the coaches kept on telling me, you know, I did get 100 in a session once, and, you know, it's actually about 105, and you keep reminding me of all that. And, you know, to go out there and do it, you know, day one, you know, first innings, you know, it's amazing. It was an amazing feeling. I just felt like every ball was sort of in the zone. You know, there was a couple of lucky ones which went through the gully region, and, you know, fortunate enough for me, it came off and it paid off, and I heard they had a great lunch on, so I had to get in there.
I know exactly how you feel, because, Rio, I made 100 Christmas Day, actually.
Yeah, you made 100.
I did in the backyard.
Yeah, that's not easy. Hey, what about some of the catches you've been taking, Davey, too? You're really showing off a little bit in the field.
Yeah, I was pumped. The boys were expecting me to take my shirt off and run around like an EPL player. I couldn't do that in front of the member stand. I'll get in trouble.
But you're not coming to Adelaide. I mean, you can't hard for you to be worn out. All you do is hit fours and sixes. You don't run a lot. Well, you need Australia Day, do you?
No, I'm definitely coming over to Adelaide. I'm on the plane today. I'm resting for New Zealand, so I can't wait to get over there.
So you're playing on Thursday?
Beautiful.
Oh, mate, I'm not missing out on that wicket. Have you seen that wicket? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's flat, right? You'll be right.
I hope I don't nick the first couple of balls.
As you know, hit it sideways on the Adelaide Oval, short boundaries. Don't go to the long one.
I was talking to Travis Head. I said, mate, I'm still watching your memories against Sean Abbott. I said, you're pulling them off the ground. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Dave, great to talk to you. Well done. Back-to-back Alan Border medalist. You join a very elite group, mate. Well done. And keep up the great form. As I said, you are so exciting to watch, mate, and the whole of Australia has fallen in love with you.
Keep
well done.
Listening to your wife.
Yes.
Thanks,
that's right.
Guys. I appreciate it.
Good
I
on
will.
You. Well done.
Thanks.
David Cheers, Warner.
Mate. Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Things in life
are
free.
Righto, tight-ass Tuesday, Roo, for the first time in 2017.
Oh, there'll be some stories out there, Dits. Mm. So things are a bit tight out there at the moment, just in general. I mean, the economy's not exactly flying at
Christmas
the
seems to flush them out. You know, Christmas Day, all the family come around, and you've got that uncle that turns up and he hands you, you know, you get a toothbrush for Christmas or something like that, you know, and he does it every year or she does it every year. Alice the Wag. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn yourself on. There you go.
There we go.
Now, you've got a story from Christmas. What happened?
Yes, it was the most awkward thing ever. So we're all sitting around opening presents, and it's quite a small family, and Mum opened her present from my auntie, and we're like, it was this really tacky, gross bag, and we're all like, oh, that's so nice.
A handbag.
Yeah. Fake leather. But it was the bag my auntie had been given the year before from my grandma.
Oh, what? You'd all seen it on
that
last year.
Yeah, we all saw it last year.
Has she lost the plot a little bit? Or?
Nah, she's totally, like, normal.
Well, she just thinks you're all dumb.
She's just tight ass.
Yeah. Or she doesn't care.
I don't think she realised. She obviously thought she got it somewhere else and didn't click. And thought we wouldn't notice. And so we all had to pretend. We're like, oh, that's so nice.
Oh, thank you.
Mum, you're so lucky.
The thing is with tight asses, they're prepared to take the risk to get caught out to save a dollar. Yep. I think they're prepared to be talked about and like they are right now.
Oh, but they deny a lot, though. They don't like the tag. I'm sure they're not proud of it.
Yeah, but they're prepared to wear it if they can save a dollar.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, the real hardcore tidies.
Now, Roo, you would have come across these quite a bit. You know the fella that, or the couple that comes around for dinner and they bring a $10 bottle of wine but drink your Grange?
Straight into it. They bring a six-pack of light and then get straight into the Corona.
That's it.
Straight into the Corona.
Well, actually, I've got a confession to make that I did it over Christmas and I feel terrible about it, but I couldn't help it. We went, and friends of ours, you know, Sully, who's a publican.
Yeah.
I won't give his real name, but right. Sully and his wife, Ann. I have to apologise because Kate gave it to me all the way home, but the only bottle I could find on the way to their place, they invited us around over Christmas time, and the only bottle I went into had no red wine, had the poorest selection of red wine you've ever, ever seen. And I felt shocking because I knew he had the best red wine.
He's got the best. Yeah.
So Kate said, I was like sculling it. She said, you drank it like cordial.
Well, that's no
different.
And
I couldn't help it. And anyway, he brought out all the good stuff, and my one bottle was left sitting on the table. I just looked that I thought, who's the moron that brought that around?
Bloody hell.
Yeah, but I hate that when it's done to me. So, Sully, I will make it up to you, I promise. Yeah. I felt real, real bad.
I'd be talking about you on Tight Ass Tuesday on this radio show this week, I'm sure, Dits. But footy clubs have always say there's always one, at least one in every club. And you got no choice. You have to mix with them. Yeah. But I remember over in Ireland, we played Gaelic footy over there. I think it was in 2000, and Acker was a little bit tight with his coin, Jason Ackermanus. And we got given $1,000 to spend on the trip, okay? Each of us, that was part of our payments. And
what'd you do on day two?
Exactly. because $1,000 over there didn't go far when you're out on the on the booze and having fun at the end of the season like you should be. And anyway, he was that tight. Acker, breakfast would be supplied, then you have to buy your own lunch and dinner. He would have a big breakfast, massive buffet breakfast, and then he would fill a plate up full of fruit and take it up to his room so he didn't have to buy lunch. And when we're out on the gas, no matter when it was his turn, he just happened to go missing. And, you know, for a few days you don't realise it because you don't expect him to be a tight ass. But anyway, on about day seven, he's rocked up and he just said, "This is amazing," he said. "Every time it's my shout, I just don't have to buy. People just keep buying me drinks." He still had his $1,000 after a week. He still hadn't spent it all, and everyone had gone after about two or three days. So, Acker out there, you're part of Tight Ass Tuesday today.
Another award he's won.
Well done, Acker.
Give us a ring, 133353. Let's get into our first tight asses for 2017. Give us a call, 133353. Now, we've got tickets to the Mundine Green fight, Roo.
Oh, that'd be huge.
It's not a bad prize for our best caller, okay? A double to go and see Mundine and Green. Triple M.
The best things in life are free.
We are talking Tight Ass Tuesday for the first time in 2017. It's 6:48. Who have you got on the blower there, Roo?
We've got Matt from Hallett Cove. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Who's the tight ass you know?
My brother, actually.
Ooh.
The other day we work in the construction industry. We got knocked off because it was that 39 degree day.
Yep.
And he had to wait around for another hour so he wouldn't lose his early bird parking ticket. So an extra $3.
What'd you go to the pub for a couple?
He just waited. By everyone else went, and he just waited by the car and the car park.
Come on, what's his name?
Jason.
Well done, Jason.
Good on you, Jason. I like that.
That's good. Let's go to Bert and Dave.
Yeah, how's it going, fellas?
Yeah, good, very good, Dave.
That's the way. Well, I'll just ring you. I usually buy a nice coffee off the Smoko truck a day. It's about $4.20 for a 600ml iced coffee.
Getting dear, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's not too good. But you go to Woolies or Coles, you get a 2-litre iced coffee for $4.
But you have to go to Woolies or Coles.
Yeah, that's right. But the wife, she buys the 2 litres, and then she decants it into smaller bottles for me to take to work.
So you should be very thankful if you've got a wife like that who's a saver, not a spender.
Oh, she's good. She makes the lunch and everything. So she keeps the purse pretty close to her.
Good on you, Dave.
That's the sort of wife.
You got a good one there.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, just quickly. I said next Thursday the fight. It's next Friday.
Friday fight night.
Yeah.
Let's go to Parafield Gardens. G'day, Sean.
How you going?
You got a tight old man, have you?
Yeah. He once had an old Ford wagon that got 460,000 Ks. He bought another one.
Just worn in.
And he wouldn't get rid of it. Like, he's a retired police officer. He wouldn't get rid of it until it reached that same mark.
Yeah.
And then he sat much with somebody, like, the way he dressed. He's dressing in his fishing clothes. Like, he wears his thongs until they burn his feet and they get holes in the bottom.
Oh, come on,
Dad. And then in summer, they burn his feet. And then he went down to Davis Road to find his car.
Yep.
And no sergeant went near him, but they went to Mum. And Mum said, he's the one you got to talk to. The sergeant looked him up and down and walked off.
Oh, no.
I've seen him all before.
So when he sold the car, it said one owner.
Well, yeah, one owner.
460,000 K.
Let's go to Gawler. G'day, Nathan.
How you going, mate?
Good, Nath.
Yeah, I've got one. Fly in, fly out work. So you get all your food supplied, camp, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
This guy I used to work with, he used to keep flies, stash them all in his freezer. And then when he flew out for his week off, he'd take them all home in his little bag.
That
and
is.
That
is hardcore.
Then for your week off, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
That's incredible. That is going to be very hard to beat. Now, do all the guys in the camp know about how tight he is up where you work?
He wouldn't even buy you a beer.
Get rid of him.
Good on you, Nathan.
He's gone. Well done, Nathan. That's a good one. Let's go to Kangaroo Island. G'day, Matthew.
How you going, guys?
Good, Matthew.
Now, a lot of the listeners might know this bloke. His name's Bradley Crabb. He's the captain of the South Adelaide Panthers.
Oh, righto.
Righto.
Get straight to the point. Yeah, put him right
Let's
in.
Let's name and shame. Righto.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a tight ass for sure. Now, he still jumps in the boot of the car to come across the Kangaroo Island to save himself $60 a turn.
That's why they're driving.
It's a rough trip.
Oh, yeah, well, he obviously picks his trips, but yeah.
So can you get out, like, once you're on in the boot and you go past whoever's keeping an eye on it, can you jump out and go into the cafe and stuff like that, or would have to stay in there the whole trip?
You probably could. But there is cameras down there. As long as you crack the back seat and you've got enough like light to read a magazine or a book, like a book or something.
Right.
Gee. Puts a bit of thought into it.
Okay. Yeah. $60.
Yeah, pillows and blankets and whatever you need. Yeah.
But the other guys in the car have to pay full price. He just gets a free ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not paying enough down at South Adelaide.
And he's the captain.
Oh, yeah, and he's got his own plumbing business.
Tight Ass Plumbing, it's called.
Yeah. Righto.
High-quality plumbing, mate.
Righto. Thanks, Matthew.
Good work. Thanks, Matthew. Let's go to Osborne. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning, fellas.
What's your story, buddy?
I've got it on myself in here. We've had Christmas is gone. The kids used to fight over the old iPad that had a cracked screen. So instead of buying them a new iPad each, I just replaced it with the glass screen, put a new case on it, and gave it back to the daughter for Christmas.
Hey, that's not tight. That's smart. Yeah, that's smart, Anthony.
I like it, Anthony.
We reward people like you. Good work. Let's go to Murray Bridge. G'day, Liz.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, very good, Liz. You sound up and about this morning.
Yes, I'm all up there, yes. And this is a true story, and it's a very funny story. Years ago, I worked at the Roadhouse, and this couple come in and ordered two meals and two coffees and went out and cooked them and took the meals out. And the man was eating, and the laddie was just sitting there. And I thought, oh, God, there must be something wrong with the meal. Anyhow, about 5 minutes went by, and I went up, and I said, oh, is there something wrong? And she said, oh, no, she said, I'm just waiting for my husband's false teeth.
Oh.
I went back in the kitchen and I said, oh, my God. Her tea went cold. That is absolutely true.
Liz, that's beautiful.
Good work, Liz. Steph. Oh, God, right, that's a few good ones there. I'll tell you what, it's the false teeth. We got the captain of South Adelaide being a tight ass on the ferry.
I like the early bird parking. The first
early
call
bird was good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, taking pies home from a buffet and whack them in your freezer in your donger and then transporting them back to wherever you come from on a plane.
That's taken a bit of thought, hasn't it?
A lot of thought, a lot of planning and a lot of embarrassment in front of your mates on a mine site. So Nathan from Goa, you are off to see Mundine and Green next Friday at Adelaide Oval, which 20,000 plus will be there, hopefully even a bigger crowd. That'll be one of the biggest fights in Australian history, so well done.
It was
thanks
a gun field today. Very good
very
field.
Very good field. Group one.
It was.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Channel 9 US correspondent Laura Turner. Because, Roo, some of us have been a bit cynical, I think. I certainly have, about a lot of the things Donald Trump said in the lead-up to the election. How can he possibly follow through with these promises? Well, he's followed through with one of them straight away. What he's done overnight is he's cancelled the agreement of free trade with Asia. Now, this impacts China, which is enormous, but it also impacts us as well, Roo.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to find out more. Let's go to Channel 9's Laura Turner right now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning to you, Roo and Dick.
Laura, what's been the backlash of this? And I just want to go on with one other thing that he said as well. He said that he will penalise US companies that build factories overseas. So he's actually come out swinging already, hasn't he?
Absolutely. This is Donald Trump's first Monday morning in office. He's in the White House behind his desk putting pen to paper. And one of the first big things he did was sign an executive order to withdraw the US from the 14-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And that has a big impact on Australia, of course, with our trade agreements. And our own Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, had only recently just said he was kind of hoping that Donald Trump wouldn't do what he's done this morning, that he might change his mind. But, you know, this is something Donald Trump campaigned hard on. We heard it over and over throughout the election campaign that he was going to tear up the TPP, and that is exactly what he's done this morning. They say, though, that, you know, it hadn't got through Congress yet, so this is a more symbolic thing. It may not have got there anyway with the US, but still, he's gone ahead and done it.
Mm. So is that shocking news for all primary producers, or is it just bad news? Do we know how damaging this could be for Australian exporters to the US?
Well, as we heard our own trade minister saying yesterday, we can still hold on to parts of it. We still, you know, we still have places like New Zealand and other countries still with us on it. But of course, you know, America's the big one. They are the big one that we want involved in it, and they're not now. So certainly it is a big blow.
So is that cattle, people who export meat, wine? We're a massive wine exporter to the United
South
States.
Australia,
I think that's
so
second only to China now. China take more wine than the US, but they are huge buyers. I think it's sort of in the order of $500 million or more. So a few nervous people out there this morning.
Absolutely. This is a real change of the economic landscape worldwide. So certainly, I guess the only positive out of this, Donald Trump's a very unpredictable man, is that we had a lot of notice that this was going to happen. So I think behind the scenes, Australia and China and New Zealand and all of the other 14 nations involved in this will be scrambling to try and organise themselves and organise another way out of this. But we knew that this was going to happen with Donald Trump, and he's really made a priority of doing it on his first full day, his first business day here in Washington.
Laura, just on another thing, what about the emotion in the streets? We know about the marches over the last couple of days and so many celebrities are having their say. Has that started to die down, or has it died down?
Well, they're not in the streets anymore, but, you know, there's still a lot of talk as to what they do next, because so many people turned up. It was unprecedented, the numbers. Even the organisers said they didn't expect the amount of people to come that did, and now they've taken great confidence from that. That means that they can continue this push against Donald Trump. They're kind of calling themselves the new opposition, and they know now, because of the millions really who turned out around the world, even in Antarctica, waving their signs against Trump. So, you know, there's a real confidence that they've got the numbers to keep going with this. Even Hillary Clinton was tweeting about it on the weekend, saying how much she loved seeing the women out in force with their signs, and it can only get bigger and that sort of thing. So I think they're certainly trying to plan on riding that momentum from now on. It's just a matter now as to seeing, you know, how they action it next, whether it's more marches or just what form this takes from here.
Yeah. Laura, thanks so much once again for joining us. Laura Turner, Channel 9 correspondent in the US, doing a great job.
Thanks.
Rue,
he's hit the ground running.
He has. Now, on one side here, I often wish that we had a Prime Minister that would say things like this as well. Protect your own industry, protect your own factories and the workers, and be industrious. But you've got to actually join in with the rest of the world. You can't, that's right. So, I wonder what sort of impact this has. And, I mean, what he's just done will affect us in Australia, no doubt.
So what does that mean? They have to eat their own beef they produce and drink their own wine they produce?
I suppose. And I think it's more about things like car industries. He's talking about manufacturing.
Yeah. Oh, he said what he was going to.
In the perfect world,
he's
going to
do it.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait and see the ramifications.
All right, Rue and Ditz for breakfast on Triple M.
Triple M are going to help you start 2017 back in the black. We're handing back $100,000 to Aussies just like you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Triple M.
Step one, send the bill you want us to pay via triplem.com.au. Step two, listen to Triple M tomorrow. This is normally where we'd insert step three, but there isn't one. Triple M's back in the black. Putting cash back in your wallet tomorrow at 8, 10, 1 and 2.
Mate, that's great. Thanks for that.
Great things happen when Triple M's on at your work.
Thanks for getting me back in the black.
104.7 Triple M. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really. But we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruin Ditz Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Ditz.
Oh, first time in 2017. Who have we got here this morning, Ru?
Well, we've got the WAG. She's always here.
Regular.
We've got Kelly, who's recently engaged, and they've got the big
rock. How are the
wedding
plans going?
Very good. We're
When's it all happening?
April. Yeah, really soon.
Right.
April
local?
This year.
Local
yeah,
wedding?
Yeah, April this year. Yep. Yep, so I'm shredding for the wedding.
Shredding for the wedding.
You've never shred.
There's nothing of you.
Yeah, there's a bit more to get rid of.
Yeah. Right, you getting nervous?
No, I'm really excited. I picked up my dress the other day, so I'm...
You've already got it.
I'm pumped. Yep.
South Spend Australian 20? Designer?
It's an Australian designer.
Australian, not South
yep,
Australian.
Not South Australian. We're getting married here.
Right,
so,
okay.
So, you know,
right.
We're doing
Pumping
a
Pumping money into the economy.
Sure am.
Righto.
How much was the dress?
Not as expensive as other people's dresses.
Good answer.
No, it was,
good answer.
What was it,
good
like
answer.
Two and a half? That's pretty cheap for a wedding dress.
Yeah, that's good.
And we've got Ange. Morning, Ange.
Good morning.
Righto. Now, first topic, what's this about dog cafes? Right?
Oh, I saw in the Sunday Mail, people are now taking their dogs to cafes and not just giving them a water bowl or a bowl full of water to keep them occupied. They're actually buying them ice creams and all sort of doggy treats. In fact, restaurants and cafes are actually having menus for the dogs. Is this going over the top or what?
Alice the Wag.
I'm so excited about this cafe. It's funny, when you sent me this article on Sunday, you're like, what a load of crap. That's silly. And I had just been texting my friend being like, oh my God, we'll go there next weekend. It looks so cool.
What would you buy for your dog?
Probably like an ice cream or something. Yeah,
yeah,
just
what,
to spoil
flavoured
him.
Ice cream? Or?
Yeah, just whatever he feels like on the day. I'm not really sure.
All right. Okay. Well, he'll tell you, will he?
Yeah.
Bruce the dog?
Yeah, they deserve it.
Righto. Kelly?
I don't think it's over the top, but I want a cafe where I can go and pat other people's dogs because I don't have a dog and I desperately want to go and pat other people's dogs.
Go down to the animal shelter.
Well, sometimes I go to the dog park and pat other people's dogs, but that's a bit
What sort of sad life you
in. I just really like dogs. I like dogs more than I like people. I love them and I just... I say hello to them before other people. I'm like, hi, mate. And then I'm like, oh, can I pat your dog? And I just, yeah, I'm really into it.
You get one.
Is this how you meet your husband?
No.
Right, Ange?
Oh, yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I'm not a pet person. I mean, for God's sake, I don't want to be sitting there eating my meal and then just dog hair flying around and barking and slurping and slobber. It's gross. Actually, I should be outside.
Just reminded me, our dog chucked in a cafe, and that was the worst day of my life. Yeah.
What?
I know. Well, we ran him on the beach, and we ran him too hard, and he drank all of his water.
You ran him too hard. This is
I stood in one spot, and he ran around me.
But he was dizzy, probably.
It's a long way to run around, man.
Running
you do a few laps. But he vomited in this cafe. It was terrible. It was embarrassing. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Now, men's aftershave. Now, Rue and I were discussing earlier this morning, I wear aftershave every day, right? Because I'm a bit self-conscious, especially mixing with you beautiful ladies as we do. I don't want to come in and smell of BO or whatever. I like to think that we're, you know, you can sit next to us and not have to worry about that sort of thing. Are you into aftershave or not, Andrew? Or, you know, you get those blokes that walk into a room and you think, my God, this fella's used the whole bottle. Yeah. Is it off-putting or do you like aftershave?
I think aftershave's nice. And some people just walk past and go, oh, God, that smelt really nice. I like it. But again, just go easy. You don't need half a bottle because then it just becomes offensive and,
Kelly?
And gross, but a little bit nice, yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Brent smells amazing. And that was one of the things I really liked about him to begin with.
Smells amazing.
Doesn't smell like a dog.
When we were first dating, I was like...
Oh, God.
Gosh, you smell good. You know, that's really good.
Righto. Wag.
I love aftershave, especially when it really reminds you of someone. Like, there is this someone in sales who wears aftershave of my high school crush, and every time he walks past, I just get a little bit giddy because it reminds me of him.
Morning, Joel. I'll be pumped to hear about that.
It's just like, ooh, I just love it. But there is a limit as to how much you can wear because if you are with a guy and hug him or something and then the whole day it's stuck in your nostrils, there's nothing worse.
Right. Just quickly, is there one that you – do you know a name or a brand that you like?
It's called 1 Million.
1 Million?
Yeah,
haven't heard of that.
Really
Kelly,
good.
Do you know one?
No. Sorry.
Ange, no? Yeah. Don't know the name.
I've got a couple. What? I just don't know.
What are you wearing, Dits?
Chrome.
So strong and masculine. Chrome.
Chrome by Azura.
It sounds like Google
Azura.
Chrome.
Google
it sounds
Chrome.
Like a search engine.
I'm wearing Google.
How are the good? Visa cards anyway, girls? You maxed them out over the break or were you taking it easy?
Rob's probably listening, so no comment.
The package, Mr. South Australia, he's listening.
Yeah.
Kelly, how's yours going?
I've had to stop spending because we are obviously planning a wedding, so I've had to have a bit of a hiatus from spending. But I did buy myself an extremely expensive dress, and I've worn it 4 times already, so I feel like that's a good
one. Hey, just a quick question to finish with. New South Wales have got a new premier, Gladys. Belgiclian, I think it's. I'm sorry about that. It's a difficult name to say. But
can you spell it?
No, not quite. Not quite. But she, in her press conference yesterday, was asked why she isn't married and hasn't got children. A little bit unfair, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's nobody's business. You know, she's obviously there to do a job, and it's nobody's business what's going on in her private life. So, I think it's very inappropriate.
Kelly, they wouldn't ask a man the same question, would they?
Precisely. I think it's a silly question to ask. Who cares? What relevance does it have to how she can do her job? And I've never, ever heard a man ask that question.
Mm. Alice the Wag.
People annoy me because it's just annoying. Like, at the moment, Joel and I have been dating 6 years and we're getting asked constantly, like, oh, when are you going to pop the question? Mm. Like, when are you getting engaged? And then as soon as we get married, I don't know, it makes me anxious. And then it makes me like really hot and flustered. I'm actually happening right now.
You're still thinking about the boy with the aftershave.
Yeah. But then as soon as you get married, then it's like, oh, when are you going to have babies? When are you going to have babies? And then you have a baby. It's like, oh, when are you having another one? Like, can everyone just mind their own business and let me live my life?
All right. Okay.
We weren't about talking to you.
Anyway, thanks, Angels.
See you, girls.
We'll do it again Thursday.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M. Triple M.
Australian Open update.
Get all the action on Hisense's new 4K ULED TV, the official TV of the Australian Open.
Oh, I enjoyed watching the tennis last night, Roo. Gael Monfils and Rafael Nadal. Yeah, some incredible highlights. Let's find out more from our French superstar, Henri Leconte. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, did you watch Monfils last night, your countryman?
Of course. Of course I watched it. And I'm very impressed about what Rafael Nadal did, but also I'm a little bit disappointed about Gael Monfils. I mean, the first two sets, he was just... playing tennis, not doing quite everything, staying back. And after, when he won the third, he had opportunity in the fourth, 4-2 leading, and then nothing, man. Just went to bed.
Went to bed.
Sleep. What's going on?
Henri, the most frustrating thing must be the talent he's got. There were a couple of forehands last night, and backhands. I mean, everything, really. He middles the ball. He hits the ball just about the best of any player in the world at times.
Yes, I think so. And then also you're right. I think you should use that more, a little bit more. When you have such a big weapon like that, could be backhand, could be forehand, and the serve. I don't know why he's not using that more often. That's a problem with Gael. I think he sometimes just want to put ball back and play, and then Rafael Nadal played really well at that time. But anyway, he had so many opportunities. That's why I don't understand.
And then he chooses to hit a ball between his legs on a key point.
Yeah, I know, but you cannot change a person. You can make it better. He's getting better. But to win a Grand Slam or to go to a final, it's another world. It's that's why champions are completely different. You have Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal. You have Wawrinka, and you have Tsonga. Now we have an opportunity again today, but it's a little bit disappointed.
Now, I want to ask you about your countrymen. If we go back in time, there was Yannick Noah, there was yourself, the great Henri Leconte as well. Then there's been players like Gael Monfils, there's Joe Wilfried Tsonga. In many ways, there are a lot of similarities between all of you because you are such entertainers. And I guess my question is, does Gael sometimes worry more about entertaining than actually playing good tennis?
I think, that's maybe also because the pressure is so high that he needs to do that sometimes. I know for myself, I used to do that because it makes me, just relax a little bit. But then on the other hand, I have a tactics, I know what I have to do on the court. And it seems sometimes that he's completely losing that. Mm. So that's another thing that he has to really work hard. For Joe Wilfried Tsonga, it's another story. He has more experience. He went to the final here. Already in a Grand Slam tournament, and now he's playing much better than the other year. So I think it's another story. Different level, different player.
Yeah. But the French, for some reason, you've produced so many entertaining players. You really have. Now, I want to ask you about the women's. What about the... could we see the Williams sisters meet in the final? That would be incredible.
That would be incredible. Why not? I mean, if you see the way of Serena is playing well, like Patrick Mouratoglou says, she's not played that well yet. She didn't play that well yesterday,
no.
But Venus is coming back, which is very impressive. And she seems to be happy on the court.
Yep.
That's another story. If you're happy on the court and you feel great and you play your best tennis, is everything going in the right direction? So why not?
How long since she's won a Grand Slam, Venus? A long time, wouldn't it?
Long time ago. That means that, when there's also some opportunities from other players, just have to believe it. When you see Pliskova, for example, I love the way she's playing, hitting the ball, just some great tennis. And she did so well yesterday. Unfortunately for you guys.
Yeah. Young Dasha was beaten by Pliskova. Yeah. Now, what about the big match yesterday? How did your doubles game go?
My doubles was good. But unfortunately, I played against someone. Could you believe that Mark Philippoussis is still serving 225?
225K?
That's not fair.
225? Me, I'm an old man, I just want to make everybody happy, have a good time, and then you have some hammer. This is dangerous. Any speed limit in Australia or what?
Hey, Henri, how much does it hurt when you get hit in the back of the head by a ball? I saw a bloke get hit yesterday. Does it hurt much?
No, it's okay. I get used to it.
I thought it was you when they hit. Yeah.
Henri, thanks for talking to us again, mate. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much, the great Henri Leconte.
Entertainer.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Roo, whilst we were away, we saw one of the all-time great dummy spits on TV. And I know it happened a few weeks ago, but we couldn't help but replay it because we just love this sort of thing. And, of course, the girl, is it Julie Snook? Was on the Snook.
Yep.
She was on
Broken
the
Broken Hill Girl, I think.
Alan Border Medal last
Tex
night.
Tex Country.
Doing the red carpet. Yeah, Tex might know. They might have grown up together.
Probably have.
But let's relive the moment, shall we? This is when the two Channel 9 girls were on telly and not too happy.
I told you 2 hours ago. We know
Amber,
in chat room.
This is not, so I'm sorry, I've been flat out.
Well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something.
No, if
unless you want to run down and see if there's a jacket.
No, you're right. No, open. You're right, because you told me it's fine, Sandy, but there can't be three of us.
No.
And I made this clear 2.5 hours ago.
Amber, if it's an issue, I can get on out of here.
It is an issue. Go and grab a jacket.
Now, Amber Sherlock, right?
So, well, that's about wearing the same top or just white.
Can you imagine? How is that an issue? Seriously.
Oh, God.
Girls out there, tell me.
Dits, I told you not to wear a blue shirt
and
today.
And you've got blue on as well, Roo.
Oh, God.
Can you believe it? But anyway, it got us thinking. We want to relive some of the great dummy spits that, you know, when the mics are on and, you know, people get caught talking about certain things. Now, there's one, this is the Beijing Olympics, and Ray Hadley, who's a famous broadcaster in Sydney,
has been on
radio.
Isn't he?
He's been on radio for many, many, many years. And what he did, he called a race over there for radio and sent it back to Sydney. And the young boy, the producer back in the studio in Sydney, thought, I'll just play the last 5 seconds of it. And, and which is normal in the news, you just play a little snippet. And Ray Hadley listens back to everything. Well, he went berserk.
Well, I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot. Yeah, and our news director's going to have a very f***ing big problem with me when we get home. A very big problem. He's a f***ing idiot, and I'll be telling John Brennan that. He's lost my support, that bloke. He's lost it all together. Right, well, he'll f***ing lose me, and I'll f***ing, when I find him, I'll pull his f***ing ears. He's a f***ing idiot. I'm working with a f***ing idiot called a news director. Wouldn't know what f***ing day it is. He's a f***ing spastic. He's as spastic as a reporter and he's as spastic as a news director. I want you to send a detailed email to John Brennan to tell him that I am absolutely howling on this bloke. I'm f***ing filthy on this bloke. He's done nothing since he got here but f*** up.
There you go. I think we get the message.
He's not real happy with him.
And we apologise for the language there and some of the words he used, but
Job, do you think?
These are the precious people that get onto the airwaves in this industry.
God.
Now, Alan Jones is another. Now, this is a top-rating Alan Jones threw a wobbly because he didn't like the mess in the studio.
Well, it is f***ing hopeless. I mean, if this is that bloody urgent, I should be given it in the morning. Just don't see my life should be turned into a f***ing nightmare for the sake of other incompetence. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock to raise f***ing money for charity, and I've got these people here sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my ass. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, there you go, Alan Jones.
Oh,
he was having a bad morning
that morning.
Now, we got one other, haven't we? Oh, this is a US TV fellow. That's right, a presenter on United States television where the audio cue wasn't quite working for him.
Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay. No.
We'll do it live! F*** it! Thing sucks!
Oh, there you go. Come on, Roo.
When are we going to lose it like that?
I want you to throw a tantrum like
Come
that
on.
One day. Come on, Roo. What does it mean you want me to go to the news now? What does it mean?
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7. Triple M.
I am that excited, that pumped about this. I went and saw the Baby Animals at Theverton Theatre when I was a lad and rocked on Early Warning album back in about 1991, I think it was. Suze DeMarkey and Dave, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
So good. Very excited to be in this lovely new studio.
Oh, it's very good, isn't it?
I have to say, it's a little bit of a step up from the last one. Just slightly.
Really? Just a fraction.
I like the old one, though.
Did you really? We didn't.
I mean, no, I know you didn't. You had to go in there every day.
It had that lived-in feel, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it's nice.
So what brings you to Adelaide?
We are here to promote the Clipsal 500 that we're doing in March.
Because we're rev heads.
And we're, and we're doing our own tour in February, March.
And where's that tour going to take you?
Which the Clipsal is a part of. Everywhere. Sydney, Melbourne, Perth.
Europe.
Europe, really?
America, North America.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go to Mexico on the way back just for a little bit of holiday.
Hopefully you'll make enough money from the tour to be able to go over to those places.
That's right.
Now, you said you're a rev head. We get a fair few rev heads here for the clips. So we'll just show us around 300. It's 270,000.
300,000.
Yeah, yeah, over the 4 days. Yeah. So you might run into one or two over the weekend.
Well, you do that anyway when you're in Adelaide. So it doesn't have to be the clips or...
Stock standard.
Yeah. It's a bit like Perth. You're from Perth, aren't you, Sir?
Yeah, but Adelaide's got its whole own little microcosm of
really?
Rev heads.
Yeah, we've got a few. We'll play.
Yeah, Perth does.
More from Dits as well.
Now, you would have played some music festivals and the like over the years, but 200, 300,000 people. What would be the biggest crowd you've played in front of, do you think?
80,000?
Wow.
Oh, when we did the Mushroom anniversary thing, that might have been the biggest.
That would have been, MCG.
MCG.
30,000 in Mexico was big.
Mm, Mexico City, yeah.
So Early Warning, which I mentioned earlier, massive album, obviously, when you started out.
Mm.
In places like Mexico, United States, was it really big over there?
Well, Painless was the big single there, actually. We played in Mexico and in those days it was lighters, so everyone in the crowd had their lighters out when we started Painless, and we were all a bit shocked. We looked at each other and went, they know this? Yeah. That was a bit of a, it was great, but.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, it is a nice song.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite? Do you take ownership with things like that? Do you have an absolute fave or is it too hard?
I mean, I get really, I'm always grateful for the old ones, and they make me smile when we play them. Yeah. I'm always into doing the new ones. Sometimes those ones are just a bit more exciting to play because, obviously they're new.
Yeah.
How does it go reforming after having a long break? Is it easy or is it hard? Or I guess it depends on who wants to get back together and who doesn't. And because you had a bit of a break for a while.
I did. And it was almost a forced break because we really couldn't record because of label issues.
Mm.
And then, we all had kids. So that sort of takes up a lot of time when you have children, let's be honest. Take up all your
time. You sound like you're regretting it.
Can I? Do you know?
Not today.
I'll tell you his story quickly. 6 children, all under, how old? What's the oldest
under
one?
10.
Under 10.
Yeah, so they're taking up my time. Yeah.
You have a conveyor belt
for
breakfast.
I need a counsellor.
You need some counselling.
Yeah. I do. I need to come and listen to a bit of Baby Animals. That's what I need.
That's what we do. See, that's it's the balm. It heals everything, You go out and do some shows. And it's like you're 21 again.
You could have a song called Painful instead of Painless.
So when you have it's a different lifestyle, isn't it, for kids to say, oh, what does your mum do when they go, oh, mum's a rock star? It's not the stock standard answer, is it?
No, that my kids actually don't say that. I think they kind of don't tell their friends what I do.
Do you change after you have kids when you're a rocker?
Dave?
Yeah, you do. You go on the road to get a good night's sleep. <That's it.
laughs>
Dave said to me once, I can't, I have to really try and wipe the smile off my face as I'm walking out the front door.
Oh, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
Sorry, guys.
You're going to belt out a tune for us. What are you going to play today?
Oh, we'll probably do one word.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Beautiful.
Should we do that?
Could
yeah.
It.
Okay.
All right.
I think we know.
Dits. Now, Mel, the button pusher, are we having a break and then coming back? Oh, yeah. I look forward to this. All right. One word.
We've got to learn how to play.
Practice during the break. Look forward to it. The Baby Animals coming up next.
104.7 Triple M.
Roo, this is a real treat. To finish off today, we have got the Baby Animals, half the Baby Animals, in the studio with us this morning. Suze DeMarkey.
We like to say.
Which half?
The best half.
The best half. And Dave Leslie. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Roo and Dits.
Yeah. Now, we're getting a bit of an echo in here. Is that all sounding fine for everyone? Yeah. Mel, the button pusher? Okay, good. This is coming up for the Clipsal 500, the big concert, Roo, on Saturday the 4th of March. Headlining, this is unbelievable, the Baby Animals, there could be 100,000 people there. They've got a little known band playing the undercard, Hunters and Collectors, they'll be there as well, and a couple of local SA bands. But to take it out this morning, Suze DeMarkey, once again, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
We look forward to seeing you in, and it's the Australian tour. You're going all around Australia with this tour.
Yeah, it's one word tour.
Beautiful.
25 years since we put that song out, so we may as well do it now again for the 25 millionth time.
Is that the time already?
It's that time.
Righto.
Yeah, we'll try. It's early, but we'll give it our best shot.
Here they are, the Baby Animals.
Wake up, feeling the same way every day. And I'm aching, numb with the pain that I can't chase away. So I'm wondering, it's taking up your sacred precious time, living day to day without a single sign. Would I lie? Oh no. One word, one letter, one line, and I'd feel a whole lot better. One look would say it's all right, and I'd feel a whole lot better. My heart breaks, we'll turn it back and carry on. I sit and my head hurts, cause I just can't work out why all went wrong. So I'm wondering, taking up your sacred precious time, living day to day without a single sign. Would I lie? Oh no. One word, one letter, one line, and I'd feel a whole lot better. One look, it's all right now, and I'd feel a whole lot better. Yes, I'd feel a whole lot better now. Oh yeah. Well, I try to keep a little something. It's nothing to me. Why pretend I'm in that deep, Lord? I thought you knew me. Oh yeah, yeah. Said I just want one word, one letter, one line, and I'd feel a whole lot better. One look would say it's all right, and I'd feel a whole lot better. One word, one letter, one line. I just want it out. All I really, ooh yeah.
One look would say it's all right.
They say it's all right, baby.
Gee, that's unbelievable. Absolutely incredible.
That's the best I've ever
that
had.
That is amazing. Beautiful.
Well done.
Gee.
Brilliant.
We love you guys.
Dave, I thought you were brilliant, mate.
Oh, thank you.
I couldn't do it without
this time of morning.
Suze DeMarkey and Dave. That's just I'm blown away by that.
The only place you're going to see the Baby Animals is at the Clip Show on their tour.
Yeah, I meant to say, that was going out live on Facebook. Look, it'll be there all day as well, triplem.com.au, if you want to check it out. Now, can we play that again tomorrow? Are we allowed to?
Do whatever you like.
That was just superb. Yeah,
brilliant.
That was so good.
We can come back tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, look.
I felt like joining in, but
I wanted to sing along.
So did I. Yeah. I think we've had a bit of feedback about our singing.
Hey, tickets at Ticketmaster. And this is Saturday, March the 4th. What a lineup. Baby Animals, as I mentioned earlier, Hudders and Collectors, a couple of local bands from SA as well. But oh, boy, has that whet the appetite. That was superb. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. Very honoured to be here in this new studio. It's lovely.
And enjoy your time in Adelaide when you come back.
Everyone too.
Well done.
Thank you.
The one and only Suze DeMarkey and the Baby Animals.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.